17, Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN. Talking ice cream today, trying to cool you off on this hot July day. Your favorite ice cream joints around the Chicago area. I wanted to mention, before we get to the phones, at our WGN TV block party this past Friday in downtown Naperville, where it was reported, the Tribune reported, that 10,000 people were there. It was packed. I'm not surprised. But also there was a good old-fashioned good humor truck. Remember how crazy you'd go when the good humor man came down the street or the ice cream truck? But, you know, classic good humor man would stop and all the kids would chase and you give them a dime or a quarter or whatever, however much ice cream cost back then. I would always go for the chocolate eclair bar. That was my favorite. I used to like the strawberry shortcake bar. That was great. And then they came out with those multicolored popsicles that looked like rockets. And those were fantastic. What were some of your favorites? 312-981-1700. Geraldine, in Lincoln Park, do you remember the old Good Humor trucks, Geraldine?
Yes, I do. Very much so.
It was like hypnotic to hear the bells on the Good Humor truck or the music playing from them. It was like hypnotizing children to come and chase that truck no matter what.
Well, my favorite is an ice cream shop.
What is it?
Margie's at Armitage and Western.
Oh, yeah.
That's an oldie, and so am I. So that's why I remember it.
Yeah, but you know what? Margie's is going strong over there at Armitage.
They've got a second place, too.
Oh, do they? They have a second location as well.
Yes.
Have you ever had, I forget what they call it, is it called a turtle sundae?
Oh, yeah. God, I'm 87 years old, and I used to go there when I was a kid with my mom and dad. And I still get there every once in a while because I live in Lincoln Park.
Yeah.
So they have delicious stuff there.
It is delicious. I haven't been there in a while, but they have a sundae that comes sort of in a, it's like a giant bowl that looks like a seashell, right?
Oh, yeah. I used to share that with some of my siblings.
Yeah, because they're pretty big. But don't they have one that's gigantic?
Yeah, I know. It's like a mountain. It really is, but it's so good. I could finish that all by myself right now.
God bless you. Hang on for a second. I'm going to send you a gift certificate for Lou Malnati's Pizza so you can wash down the ice cream. Don't go away. Thank you for the call, Geraldine. Barbara in Buffalo Grove, you're on WGN.
Hi, Dean. Listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
Love your program.
Thank you.
The one that I remember is Buffalo's, because I'm an oldie also. And one of the fond memories is when my girlfriend was dating her boyfriend at age 19. We all ordered sodas, and before we even said two words, his was all gone. And he still eats that way today, and he's going to be 90 in December.
Wow, how about that?
So, and now Buffalo's is also in Buffalo Grove.
Right. Now, did it used to be on Irving Park Road in Chicago?
Yes. In the 50s. Yes, my dear. Yes. But now they've had several owners now in Buffalo's there in Buffalo Grove, but they still have their soda fountain.
Yeah, Buffalo's is a quintessential Chicago ice cream parlor, I guess you might call it, for, you know, lack of a better word. But they're one of these famous ones that's been around forever.
Yes. Well, like I said, I remember them from the 50s, so it's quite a while.
You know what I could go for right now, Barbara?
Don't tell me. What?
I could go for a root beer float right now.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Well, I used to love the chocolate phosphates at one time.
Oh, I loved phosphates, too. Loved phosphates.
Yes. My favorite still a chocolate soda. I love my chocolate sodas.
Is a root beer float the same as a black cow?
I really don't know. I would imagine it's pretty much the same.
Because if you use Coke,
what do they put in a black cow? Isn't it root beer,
yeah,
too? And
well, I know a root beer float is root beer and ice cream.
Right.
But is a black cow, is that Coke and ice cream? Is that, I don't know if it's the same thing or not. Either
I
way,
I really don't know.
I would happily accept either one right now.
I would, too. hot enough.
Have a great day, Barbara. I appreciate it. Hang on for a second. We're going to get you an American Weather Makers heating and cooling indoor weather station. Those are a lot of fun. This is Belle calling from Lamont. And hi, you're on WGN.
Hey, how are you?
Very well. Is it Belle, B-E-L-L?
B-L-L-E.
Oh, Dell. Dell.
No, B like boy, E-L-L-E.
Oh, okay. I got it. Oh, Belle like a Beauty and the Beast Belle.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
And my mom and dad used to make black cows, and they were just root beer and ice cream.
Root beer
and ice cream? We weren't an ice cream shop.
you had an ice cream shop?
No, I said we weren't an ice cream shop, but
not.
They always called them black cows.
They called them, yeah. I wonder now. I wonder if it's exactly the same as a root beer float. I'm 100% not sure. You want to hear what traumatized me as a kid? When Diet Right soda came out, remember? Tab and, you know, all these diet drinks were coming out that tasted awful. My mother used to drink those, you know, like crazy. And she would pour them in a Dixie cup and put them in the freezer. And while the other kids got to have good humor, she would say, "You have frozen ice cups downstairs."
Oh.
And it was this disgusting, like, frozen Tab or Diet Right, or whatever it was. It was like, we want good humor. We don't want frozen Diet Right.
Right? It's awful.
That's right. Traumatized. Anyway,
I started working from home on Sundays, and I listen to you religiously every Sunday morning.
Thank you.
It's so nice.
That's so nice
of you.
And fun. So what's your favorite ice cream?
Well, there's a place in Lamont, and they just serve, like, the soft serve, like the old Tasty Freeze soft serve.
Yeah.
And you can get chocolate, vanilla, or twist, but it's incredible ice cream at the Lemon Tree. And Lemon Tree has been there. My sister's 11 years older than me, and I'm 50. And it was back in the day. She used to work there. It was across the street, a different building, but they've been there forever. And they have the best butter garlic bread.
Oh, that sounds good, too.
Oh, my God. Like no other. Nobody's ever replicated them.
Wow. Butter garlic bread. That's a
combo.
If
you ever get a chance, come to Lamont. It's right on the main street.
That's quite a combo there of garlic bread and soft serve ice cream.
No, garlic butter fries.
Garlic butter fries. Oh, that's even better.
You have no idea.
Oh,
if you had them, you'd be like, oh, my gosh.
I may try to make that at home this week. So soft serve ice cream, Lemon Tree, you said it's called in Lamont.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good. I appreciate your call. And if you'll hang on for a second, Lou Malnati's pizza gift certificate coming your way. I appreciate your call. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take some more of your calls, find out more of your favorite ice cream joints. And an ice cream expert joins us to talk about making your own favorite frozen desserts. All next on WGN. Okay, so let's go back to the phones here, 312-981-7200. Sandy, where are you calling from this morning?
I am calling from beautiful Ravenswood Manor.
Lovely. One of my favorite neighborhoods.
I know, it's gorgeous. Anyway, I could probably talk to you for an hour about ice cream, but I won't bore you. Margie's is one of my favorites. I like Jenny's. There's this new place that's called Road Ice Cream. I haven't tried yet.
Now, wait.
Ashland.
Where's Jenny's now?
On Southport.
Southport.
They have quite a few locations.
Okay.
I think they have one on Damon also.
Okay.
But they make unusual ice cream. And now, of course, I can't remember a flavor, but they're wonderful, wonderful. But this new ice cream place on Ashland, they do like a rolled ice cream. It's on Ashland, just south of Belmont.
Okay.
Where it's like they take a spatula and they roll it. Looks like a rolled up crepe.
Okay.
And I haven't been there yet.
So wait, they take the ice cream.
Soft serve custard.
They take the ice cream and roll it out flat, and then what do they roll it? They roll
it like a spatula. It looks like when you'd roll a crepe.
Yeah.
It has that kind of look.
Okay. And then how do you eat it, though?
They put it in a cone or a cup.
They flatten it out and then cut it and put it in a cup?
Yeah, it looks like a tube. Yeah, so I haven't been there. Friends of mine have, and I can't wait to go.
Okay.
And we used to have a rainbow place on Ashland and Huron when I was a kid.
Well, this place Jenny's that you're talking about with the rolled out ice cream, listen to some of their flavors here. Goat cheese with red cherry ice cream.
Doesn't that just make you go crazy?
Does that sound good to you? I guess I like
something different. You know, but you're talking to a vanilla person here, so.
Another one of their flavors is roasted strawberry buttermilk. That sounds good.
Oh, that does sound good. It sounds really good.
Wild berry lavender. That sounds delicious.
My granddaughter likes that. She says it's excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, that sounds good. Okay, so that's...
But I make a wicked hot fudge sauce. I'll send you a recipe.
Oh, you know what? You can't beat a good old-fashioned hot fudge sundae. Do you put nuts on it or no?
Of course. Of course. Now, we live close to Margie's over on Montrose, so we'll run and do even ice cream as takeout, and they'll put the hot fudge in a separate little styrofoam cup. But, yeah. Oh. It's wonderful.
Now, that's is that Montrose, like Ravenswood in Montrose?
Yes, right at the L, right the at L, L line, stop. The round line.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, those are some great places.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, we could talk for hours. Of course, there's Oberweis, which is good.
Oberweis, Cold Stone Creamery, you know, is another one if you like your ice creams all, you know, mixed up with other stuff inside of it. So hang on for a second. So I've got a pair of tickets for you to join us at Ravinia a week from today. We're going to be out there showing the movie Ghostbusters, and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra will play the score live. Should be a huge amount of fun. We'll set you up with a pair of tickets, and I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. And yeah, well, you know what? Let's get a news update, and we'll continue. 312-981-7200. Our news is up next, and with all the latest for you, here is Dave Schwann. Thought about running over to Taste of Chicago during the newscast.
Were you going to get me an ice cream cone?
I was going to get me an ice cream cone. I guess I could have picked one up for you, too.
Oh. All right.
Turns out I didn't have enough time to get over there.
Yeah, I didn't see you sprint. So
I haven't moved from this chair. I actually have not gotten out of this chair for 4 hours. Not saying I'm in a lazy kind of Sunday mood.
No,
I have not moved out of this chair today. But this ice cream talk has got me starving.
Well, you can't go wrong with ice cream talk. Everybody has their favorite.
It is, well, especially on a hot day like this. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people chiming in, telling us their favorite ice cream places. My brothers and I used to enjoy the square scoops of licorice ice cream from Cock Robin. Remember that chain, Cock Robin?
I do not.
They made burgers, and they had, I don't think I've ever had a square scoop of ice cream.
No.
But apparently they do serve it. Love the custard, homemade custard from Scooters at Belmont and Polina. People are telling me about the Freezing Point. In the 3100 block of Ashland, Sherman's in Michigan.
Oh, Sherman's.
South Haven.
Outstanding. Just plain old chocolate ice cream.
Yeah.
Sherman's. Yes, sir.
On Southwest Highway in Oak Lawn, there's a place, let me see what the name is, called the Big Dipper. They have something called the Atomic Bomb. Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry ice cream with all kinds of toppings in a big bowl.
Mm-mm.
That sounds very rainbow ice cream-like.
It does.
Except nothing compares to rainbow ice cream. And we were asking, what's the difference between a black cow and a root beer float? The general consensus on the phone is that a black cow is a root beer float that has chocolate syrup or chocolate ice cream in it.
Okay, that answers that question.
As opposed to vanilla. So that's the latest on all that. We continue now. Bringing in an actual ice cream expert on the subject, Dana Cree, who's on the phone line with us. Very nice to have you on with us here. Now, you have your own ice cream shop. Is that right, Dana?
I do, yeah, in Logan Square.
Yeah, called Pretty Cool Ice Cream. Great name for an ice cream place.
Thanks.
So, tell us about your place, because it seems like there's a whole new generation of ice cream places that are putting together really interesting and, you know, flavors and combinations of things that you might not expect together, but they go great together.
Yeah, so I think a lot of ice cream shops in the last 10 years have been opened by pastry chefs who have a lot of experience sort of experimenting with flavors in restaurants before they get into ice cream, and then when they sort of simplify and narrow down their scope, they still want to sort of bring these interesting flavors into the ice cream shop. And personally, I think ice cream is the perfect place to put experimental flavors because it's so creamy and so sweet and so cold and simple that it can express so many different flavors and still feel familiar. But the shop that I have specializes even further, and everything we offer is on a stick. So we have water-based popsicle-type pops, and then we have non-dairy ice cream pops, and then our most popular pops are the dipped and decorated ice cream bars.
Are those the party pops, as they're called?
That is, a party pop is just one of the many. We didn't know what else to call that pop because we put so many different sprinkles on it that we just thought it looked like a party had exploded all over this popsicle.
On the bar,
this
right?
Ice cream. They're all ice cream bars.
I love that you have vegan pops also that are made with plant-based milk. Also pops for dogs called pupsicles.
Yeah. Yeah, our puppy pops. We're huge animal lovers. And one of the very first things we did was make little treats for our pups, too.
Yeah. Now, talk to me a little bit about some of the flavor combinations that you have. Because, you know, here, you know, things are a little bit different. Like, for example, caramel potato chip. That's something that you wouldn't think about for an ice cream bar, but it sounds absolutely delicious.
Yeah, what ended up sticking on the menu is actually peanut butter potato chip.
Oh.
And we really love salty, crunchy things. So when we figured out that crunchy things stay crunchy if they're stirred into melted chocolate, because chocolate is all fat and some solids, the first thing we did was put potato chips in it. The second thing we did was put pretzels in it. And both of those bars are still on the menu. Peanut butter potato chip vies for most popular with our coffee ice cream that's dipped in chocolate with pretzels and toffee in it.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds pretty amazing. That sounds really amazing. Tell me about some of the other more popular things that you're selling.
We have a really popular little category of ice creams we call piecicles. I partnered with Michael Chipchek, who owns Bang Bang Pie, and the first thing everybody asked is, like, when will we see a pie and ice cream collaboration? And I think they thought we were going to put a scoop of ice cream on a piece of pie. And then they were like, well, what if they made ice cream pies? And we took it even a step further and made pie-flavored ice cream and then dipped it in a cinnamon graham cracker shell. And those are really unique and really interesting. We always have key lime and banana cream pie around, and then we rotate a seasonal fruit. And at the moment, we're using sour cherries from Michigan, so we have a cherry piecicle.
You know, as you were describing this, I was just thinking how great a cherry pie ice cream bar would be, how delicious that would be. if it were made, you know,
yeah.
Given what you say of, you know, this very foodie kind of approach to, you know, to putting all of this together. What?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, no, I was going to say, I just want to talk in general about, like, the different types of ice cream that are out. Is store-bought ice cream, you know, is that a bad thing to, you know, to use super foodies in this?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, I would call myself an opportunistic foodie more than a super foodie. I want delicious food wherever I go, and the grocery store is a place I frequent 2-3 times a week. And the other nice thing about ice cream is that because it's frozen, the quality can kind of stay still as long as you maintain that temperature. So as long as the cold chain from the producer to the grocery store is maintained, there's excellent ice cream in the grocery store.
Now, what's the difference? You know, you walk down the aisle at the grocery store and you see, you know, 7 or 8 different kinds of ice cream, frozen yogurts. You know, lots of different things. What are the differences between some of those?
Well, if you just start with ice cream, you have sort of your economy ice creams, which are the lowest price. They're often in the largest containers, And if you pick them up, they are the lightest weight. They have a lot of air width into them, and they have a very low butterfat content. The government has stepped in and made a law that says you cannot have less than 10% butterfat in your ice cream. So if it's cold ice cream, you know there's at least 10% butterfat in there, and it has to be butter. You can't use a different oil or a different tropical fat and still call it ice cream, which is why if you pick up a pint of Halo Top, they don't call it ice cream. So within the ice cream, you've got these economy brands that are great for large groups, got a lot of air whipped into them, so they're not as dense, which would make them lower calorie, also because they don't have as much butterfat in them. And they're very simply flavored, and they're probably the kinds of ice cream most of us grew up eating at birthday parties and large gatherings because they are affordable, they come in giant buckets, and they're like generally crowd pleasers. They also come in some of my most favorite nostalgic flavors. Like, I'm from Seattle, so we had something called Moose Tracks that you don't typically see when you get into the higher end stuff. There's one called Swiss Orange that I love that has like teeny tiny little cups with orange inside of them, and it's like orange sherbet with chocolate flakes in it.
Yum.
And then as the ice cream gets smaller and more expensive, what you can typically expect to
from a pretty cool ice cream, pretty cool concept and description of for an ice cream place, 2353 North California in Chicago. What's that right near Fullerton, I think, right, Dana?
It is. It's on the corner of California and Fullerton.
Excellent. All right, so people can come and check that out. We were just talking about the different kinds of ice cream. We were heading into the smaller containers, the more expensive. I assume that would be the Häagen-Dazs and the Ben and Jerry's and some of the even more the higher line gelatos and things like that, right?
Yeah. So, you know, the more expensive the ice cream gets, the smaller container it typically gets, and you should expect to see better quality ingredients. Sometimes more interesting flavors, and they should start to feel heavier and heavier because there's a lot less air whipped into them. So each spoonful actually has more ice cream in each bite. And of course, the butterfat gets up into the 16 to 18% range, which they used to call super premium because that was kind of the top of the line at 16%. Now they've sort of invented this ultra premium category, which is if your grocery store has Jenny's ice cream, that would definitely fall into the ultra premium category.
Is that Jenny's, like the Jenny's ice cream shop? Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. What's the difference between gelato and ice cream?
Well, aside from gelato being Italian and ice cream as we know it, American ice cream, typically being much, much firmer. I have a sister who lives in Germany, and she actually misses getting a scoop of ice cream that's hard enough that you can bite into it, because that's not the style that's served in Europe.
Yeah.
Instead, it's the gelato style, which is typically much lower in fat. It's also whipped with much less air. And then to me, the defining factor is that gelato is not put in the freezer and left to harden up overnight before you scoop it.
Right.
Gelato is churned and then served that day while it's still kind of soft and stretchy. In America, you'll see a lot of gelato that is in pints in the freezer case, or sometimes shops will do this too, where it's Italian-flavored ice cream, but it's left to harden overnight. And to me, that is where there's sort of a breakdown in technique, because you would never squirt some soft serve out into a cup, put it in the freezer overnight, and still think it's soft serve.
Right.
But that's what we do to gelato. And I think it makes people from Italy cringe when that happens.
I can't imagine. Speaking of, having been in Italy and in Europe and had gelato there, the taste difference is amazingly different, for the most part, than gelato that I've had here in the U.S. Is that just quality of ingredients?
Partially. If you've ever had gelato that's been hardened, when you don't freeze the gelato overnight, the temperature is much warmer, so the flavors are much quicker to be perceived by your palate. So with ice cream, we have to warm that ice cream up with our mouth before the flavors start to present themselves. So a bite, the flavor release is delayed, but then it lingers much longer. Whereas with gelato, it's very present right away and then sort of dissipates quickly.
Okay, so it's really sort of the temperature of the ice cream that might be making the difference then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much so.
I'm a big fan of pistachio gelato, and I've had it where it, you know, it makes me want to cry. It's so delicious. And then I've had it where it tastes, it tastes like chemicals. And I just thought, well, somebody's using pistachio flavoring or something here to try to pass this off as pistachio, whereas you can actually taste the warm nuttiness in others, generally Italian served gelatos.
Yeah, well, pistachio is grown quite a bit in Europe, so it's a little more affordable there. It's very expensive here and in the United States, so people will buy a more affordable pistachio paste that's cut with a lot of sugar and also with a lot of flavoring to sort of boost the pistachio. It's also often not entirely pistachio. It'll often be like the nut inside of it will be almond, and then the flavoring will be pistachio with some green coloring.
Trying to fool me
but
with my
on
pistachio.
On the flip side,
yes.
Yeah, on the flip side, if you go to Europe, walnuts are one of the most expensive nuts you can buy there. But here, because we grow so many of them, they're one of the most affordable nuts.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. Yeah. And then, you know, how do you fall on frozen yogurt? You know, you see that, and I think people think that there's a perception that somehow they're eating something that's healthier. Is that true?
Well, it depends on which part of the scoop you consider healthy. You're eating as much, if not more, sugar. But it certainly does not have as much butterfat. So calorically, it probably reads lower. But really, the yogurt is giving it a lot of body with protein, with milk protein, especially if they're using a strained yogurt. And then the acidity of it is very nice. But it still does have quite a bit of sugar in it. So I know healthy means a lot of different things to a lot of different people.
Right.
And
yeah, in this case, it could just, you know, be, you know, marketing, I guess, of, you know, put some yogurt, you know, Greek yogurt, especially to make it sound like it's, you know, extra healthy for you for some reason. Really interesting. And I have to stop in your shop to try some of these amazing things that you've got going on. They sound so delicious and so creative. It's called Pretty Cool Ice Cream. At 2353 North California, California and Fullerton in Chicago. And I'm so glad you could join us, Dana. Thank you so much for joining us today.